Okay, Rabosai, we are continuing Masechus Makos, and I want to touch on a small issue today, but it has a lot of ramifications. Just to go over, yesterday we saw two fundamental views in the Balei HaTosfos, how to understand the Malkus of our Mishnah Daf Beis Menachem. The first view of Tosfos is that Malkus is working midin Kasha Zomam. It's in the Parsha of Kasha Zomam. And as long as you have proportionality between that which the Aden Zone were trying to do, and Malkus, that's going to be, Malkus is b'makom hazama omedes. That is the first approach of Tosfos. The second approach of Tosfos is that Malkus is an exception to the rule, and Malkus is not working. These cases, these four cases that we'll see of Malkus are cases where we're out of the world of Kasha Zaman, we're not in the world of Kasha Zaman, and therefore the Eidus does not have to be Eidus Sha'ata Yachol Azima. And we explained yesterday in Lumdus, so then what's the Malkus coming from? So we said the Malkus is coming from Vitzdiku, but what is Vitzdiku doing? So the first Mandarma is establishing Vitzdiku, is establishing the Malkus of Kasha Zaman. The second approach is it's really rehabilitating Losane. Losane is a Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh, so normally would not get Malkus, and it turns Losane into a Lav She'yesh Bo Ma'aseh. With that in mind, I wanted to just look at a small issue, but the small issue I think is going to have significant ramifications. So the Ritva and the Ramban both maintain in our sugya that when the Mishnah tells us that Me'idim Anu Bishponeshu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, you don't make them into Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza El Aloka Arboim. So that's what the Ritva calls Shigra Delishna. Shigra Delishna. Says the Ramban, don't take, when the Mishnah says Ben Chalutza, don't take that so seriously. Why? Because they assume, based on a number of sugyas, they assume that the Isser of a Kohen marrying a Chalutza is a Din Derabban. On a Doraisa level, a Kohen cannot marry a Grusha, and their child is going to be a Chalal Doraisa. However, Chalutza LeKohen Gadol and LeKohen is only a Din Derabbanan, and therefore the Chalal is only going to be a Din Derabbanan, and therefore there's no way, in a case of Eidim Zomnan, a Din Derabbanan, you could generate a Chiv Malchus Doraisa. So when it says Lokin Arboim, it doesn't mean it. It doesn't mean it. Says the Ritva, sometimes we get a slip of the tongue, Shigra Delishna. And this is not the first time we have this. It's the first time this Masechet we have this. But if you open up to Daf Yud Gimel, please, for a moment. On Daf Yud Gimel, all the Rishonim and our Daf, the Ritva and the Ramban, both say, you know, wait, I'll show you this in Elohin Alokin. And if you look at the third parak, beginning of the third parak, the Mishnah there, Elohin Alokin, so the Mishnah identifies these are the cases you get Malkus. And then amongst the cases, if you go a couple of lines in, five, six lines in, Almana and Grusha, so Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Almana, Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Grusha, and these are two separate Yisurim, Shnei Shemos. And then it says, Grusha Vechalutza. Let's say a Kohen marries a Grusha and a Chalutza. How does that happen? If she had a lot of marriages. She was married to a guy who divorced her. She married another guy. He dropped dead. She became a Yavama. And she got Chalitza. So now this one woman is both a Grusha and a Chalitza. And now a Kohen marries her. So how many Malkus will the Kohen get for marrying a Grusha and a Chalitza? So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Grusha v'Chalitza ain't a chayv ela mishum shem achas. It's only one set of Malkus. Now, if it's two Lavim Doraisa, it is a Pasuk of Grusha, and it is a Pasuk of Chalutza, then how many Malkus should she get? Should he get two Malkus? Just like, if a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, who's a Grusha? Is that possible?
Yes.
Of course it's possible. Her husband died, married someone else, divorced, and now a Kohen Gadol marries her. How many Malkus will a Kohen Gadol get? Two. Because it's two shemos. But by Grusha Vechalutza, says the Gemara, one shame. So why one shame? So all the Rishonim say, you know why? Because Chalutza is what? It's not a Din Doraisa. So why does it say Grusha Vechalutza? Shake with the Lishna. These things slip off our tongue. Look at Tosfos over there. Grusha Vechalutza in a Chayv Ela Achas. So Rashi has one pshat. which I'm not going to go through. But the second pshat Tosfos says v'ze'eno rejects Rashi. The ha aminim perak ab asar yuchsin chalutza drabana. The ha de la'el. What's the la'el? When he says ha de la'el, what's that referring to? Beis amid aleph. The ha de la'el tana v'chalutza ada grusha tana. Inamir, when it says malchus, malchus maridus drabana, you're going to get malchus not doraisa but malchus drabana. Uvaha kevan dehi gam grusha. And since this one's both the grusha and the chalutza, so you're not going to get so loka ba malchus de grusha. She don't rise up. Oh, lucky malchus rabbanon, and you're not going to get malchus rabbanon for chalutza. So this sugya of grusha ve chalutza is not just a gemara that's relevant to Beis Min Aleph. It's a gemara that's relevant to Mishnah Dav Yud Gimel. And the overwhelming preponderance of Rishonim assume that chalutza is de rabbanon, and as a result that if a Kohen marries a Chalutz, it's only Nisr Drabbanan. So the Chalal, who's going to emerge from that relationship, is only a Chalal what? De Rabbanan. Which means this Eidus is only what kind of Eidus? It's Eidus De Rabbanan. And can Eidus De Rabbanan generate Malkus Do Reis to these Eidim Zomim? Says the Ramban the Ritva, no! Cannot. Because after all, the whole thing is only there's only operating the Dorabbanan plan. Adkan Tibre Haritva Veharamban. Now, who clearly argues on the Ramban and the Ritva? The Rambam. Because when the Rambam presents this set of halachos in Perek Chaf Halacha Ches of Hilchos Edus, what does the Rambam do? His presentation is, you have a couple of cases over here where you're going to get Malkus instead of Kasher Zaman. And he says, what are some of those cases? You get Malkus instead of Kasher Zaman. If you testify about a Ben Grusha, or you testify about a Ben Chalutza, and you are Lokin. Now, when the Rambam says Lokin, Lokin always means, if he means Malkus Maridus Rabbanan, he'll say that. Lokin means Doraisa Malkus. He puts Grusha and Chalutza together, and you're never going to say Shigra Delishna, slip of the tongue in the Rambam. You might say that in a Mishnah, you might. So it's dachuk to say that too. But you might say that in a Mishnah. But to go in and say when the Rambam is formulating Halacha L'maisa, Mishnah Torah, Shigur Delishna, no. If he said Chalutz is a separate case, he meant Chalutz is a separate case, which means he also is learning our Mishnah that when it says Chalutza, even if, and the Rambam does assume, Chalutza, Ben Chalutz is also Drabanan, but the Rambam says that will generate Malkus Doraisa. So you have a fundamental machlekes Ritva Ramban on the one hand, Rambam on the other, as to how seriously we take the words Ben Chalutza in our Mishnah. Now, who else is bothered by the Ritva and the Ramban? So if you take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger in our sugya, he says Kasa Ritva de Ben Chalutza b'shigur de lishna nakat deha midoraisa eino pasul. Veles bay din hazama de oraisa. Les bay din hazama de oraisa. They ain't looking. So that's their position. Ule da'ati ha'aniya. In my humble opinion, kashali, demabekach de psul rak midrabana. Who cares that the psul halal is only a psul derabbanan? Why should that make a difference, says the Ritva? After all, mikal makam ha'edusa moil sheyivslu oso habez midrabbanan v'shayich bey losana bereach ha'et shaker. What's the Ritva saying? What's the Rebbe Kivager saying? Let's say I testify that Pliny ate a chicken and cheese sandwich, and it was sheker gomer. Is that Eidus Doraisa? Is it Eidus Doraisa? Will I violate Losana Brecha et sheker on a Doraisa level? So says the Rabbi Kivager. So what if the substance of the testimony is Drabbanan? But is it Doraisa testimony? It's Doraisa testimony. good, the substance is the Rabbanan, but this is Doraisa testimony. You're in a Beis Din. They swore you on a stack of Bibles. And good, the content is Rabbanan, but the Eidus is Doraisa. And therefore, why not over the Isser of Losan? What? So comes along the Ritva and the Rav Akiva Eger and says, it will get you Malkus. It's going to get you Malkus. Why? Because did... Why? Because did that aid using yesterday's lumpus? Did that... So Losan is a Lashem B'maisa. But did this Eidus... I'm sorry, did this Eidus produce a Chalos? It produced a Chalos. What Chalos did it produce? It produced a Chalos Rabbanan. But it produced a Maisa. And therefore, you get Malkus Doraisa for that Chalos. That, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, is, if you will, his attack on the Ritva, his justification of Shitas HaRamba, and you're good. It doesn't matter. So what?
It's a Maisa, but it's Lashem. You're not going to get Malkus with a Raisa from Losane on a Derabon Chalos.
Why not? Why not?
He's getting messed up.
Why not? Let me explain it a little further with the Arachlan there. The Arachlan is saying a little bit different. But one second. A little bit different. Let me show you.
What's Rabbi Akiva Eger?
I want to come back to Rabbi Akiva. I want to answer your question, the Arachlan there. Okay? Because the Arachlan is going to say it in a way that you're going to be perhaps bothered, but I think the Aruch Haner is saying something very clear. Okay, the Aruch Haner has the same kasha. He's not tying the kasha to Losan. He does not tie the kasha to Losan, but he's asking his kasha, and he says, he quotes the Ritva, and then he says, second line, last word on the line, Ulanias died to Yeshomar, dekevda kol panim ata, lefima sheposlu rabbanan chalutza lekayen, rotza leposlo ulahaziko, shapir lucky minator. Let me explain to you what I think he's saying. Eli Rubin?
Yeah.
Can I use you as a bad example? I'm asking Achille in advance. Bad example. Yeah. Terrible example. I'm very nice, not nice example. But Eli Rubin's our Kayin friend. We have other Kohanim too, but we'll get to you later. Later. So Eli Rubin, let's say we have Eidus. Eidus Sheker Lagamre. But Eidus, that Eli Rubin's mother, God bless her, is a Chalutza. And if Eli Rubin, Rahman al-Islam, what would that be? Would that shake worlds? Is a Ben Chalutz. Okay? Now, the Eidim, of course, are Eidim Zayim. We found it, but that's the Eidus. Now, but until we find them to be Eidim Zayim, so Eli Rubin is about to go up and start washing to do Duchenin. And what's AJ going to tell him? No. You are a Ben Chalutz and nothing doing. AJ is looking for a Kayin to get the first Aliyah on a Thursday morning. And he says, Kayin, any Kahanim? And Eli Rubin raises his hand and says, no. No, nothing happening. Eli Rubin is davening daily for Yibana Beis HaMikdash Meir V'Yameinu. And sure enough, his tefillahs are answered. And he's got the paradumas already, and he's being matar himself, and he's ready to become a do avodah beis hamikdash. And AJ says, nothing happening. It's not happening. Now, was Eli Rubin in this scenario by these Aiden Zoman? Was he damaged?
Yes.
On a Doraisa or Durabanan level, his mom is testifying to be a married, a Chalutz. She's a Ben Chalutz. So, although his psul is only a Chalal Durabanan, but every single ramification of that psul, one second, every single ramification is going to create a Hezek Doraisa. And the consequences are Doraisa consequences, even though the psul is a psul derabon. Another mashal. If I were to tell you that I prepared some kind of chametz on Pesach b'tarovis. Chametz b'tarovis, it's a mixture, or chametz nuksha, it's spoiling. And therefore, min haTorah, it's good, but midrabanan, it's no good. Rega, midrabanan, it's no good. Or, I'll do this case better. I want to be Mekadesh and Isha with a loaf of bread on Erev Pesach B'Shoah Chamishas. Erev Pesach B'Shoah Chamishas is when Chametz is Aseh B'Hanoch. Doraisa Drabana. De Rabana. Can I be Mekadesh and Isha with bread Erev Pesach B'Shoah Chamishas?
No.
The answer is, well, maybe you'll tell me, this is only Chametz midrabanan, midoraisa, this is mutter bahana, and therefore min haTorah we're married, midrabanan, maybe not min haTorah we're married, and she needs a get. Is that true or false? It's false. Why is it false? Because once the Chachamim say that this is aser bahana, what's it worth? It's worth zero. And it's worth zero even midoraisa, it's worthless. It's aser bahana. So the fact that the Isser emanated from a din d'rabbanan, but the hashlacha, the impact of that Isser, is a doraisa impact. Says the Aruch Laner, he gives another example, a nice example. There's a halach in Hilchos Sukkah, that a sukkah must be ro'i l'shiva to be a good kosher sukkah. So if you have a sukkah that's not ro'i l'shiva, you're committed to disassemble the sukkah on day three. You're not yotzei on the sukkah even on day one or day two. Let's say you have a sukkah that's pasul midrabanan. Midat min haTorah, what is it? Kavala. Midrabanan? It's pasul. Will you be yotzei sukkah doraisa on a sukkah that's pasul midrabanan? Says the Gemara, no. Why not? Because it's eino roi l'shiva. Why is it eino roi l'shiva? It's roi l'shiva. The answer is the Chachamim, which said it's puzzle, that now has the doraisa impact is eino roi l'shiva. So comes on the Aruch Laner and says the Rambam is good, the Ritva is shver. Why? Because even though a ben chalutza is only puzzle midrabanan. But the implications are a hezek on a doraisa level. He can't duchen, he can't get my matnos kahuna, etc. And therefore, umizeh nire, the kim the gam kain lamasha kasati bechalut alshir chalam midrabanan levad mikomakum lucky min haTorah. You're loke min haTorah. And then he says something gavaldic. Rabosai. Tosis at the end of our Tosis yesterday. And the Ritva said today, what's the leader, what's the follower? Grusha Chalutza. Says the Ritva, what's the leader, what's the follower? Grusha's in the lead, that's Doraisa. Chalutza is what? Shibra Delishna. Atu, Grusha, they brought up Chalutza. Asks. You want to give him a kiss? Okay. Asks all the Rishon, the Taisis, the Ritva, they ask on our Gemara. Why are you choosing a case when you want to go ahead and develop this case of a person who has a status change, and as a result of your edus, he's giving you a new status, you don't get kasha zomam, you get malchus. Why choose a case of ben grusha ben chalutza that only applies to this narrow category of kohanim? Choose cases that apply to ganz klal yisrael, mamzer, nesin, all these other cases. So, what did Tosis answer? Tosis answers, this is piggybacking off of Zomi Bas Kohen. We were discussing Kohen, Kohanim at the end of Sanhedrin, Zomi Bas Kohen, so we're piggybacking off of that. That's Tosis. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva gave three answers. Gives Tosis' answer, gives an answer, this is more Shchiach, more Kohanim and Grushas than our Mamzeris are generated, more Shriach. Rebbe gives his answers. Comes along the Aruch Lameir, and the Aruch Lameir says something stunning. You know why I mentioned Grusha v'Chalutza? Because Chalutza is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is Chalutza. And you might have thought, what? That Chalutza is only Din D'Rabbanan, and therefore it does not belong in this Mishnah whatsoever. Because who says Eidus D'Rabbanan can generate a Chalos Malkus D'Oraisa? So comes on the Mishnah and tells me, no, I need Chalutza. And therefore, why did you mention Grusha? Grusha is Atu Chalutza. But the real Chiddush, says the Aruch Lameir, is Chalutza. Yep. Okay, I'm convinced. The Rambam, Rav Akiva Eiger, Aruch Lameir, I'm convinced. Malkus D'Oraisa, I'm convinced. So did the Rit and Rambam know how to learn? I'm struggling with the Rit and the Rambam. These are compelling ideas. So is there any way to understand Ritva and Ramban? I would suggest the following.
Is there any way to explain the third answer of the Ritva by any chance?
Of course.
I didn't understand.
I'll explain it. The third answer of the Ritva, which I'm going to give Shiran on Monday, is saying as follows. By Ben Grusha and Chalutza, you're also damaging him financially. Not only are you changing his status, but now he also cannot collect Shumas and Maisis. So he can't collect Matnos Kahuna. And there you might think, oh, I'm mazik him financially. Maybe you have to pay. And it is Kasha Zama. So that's the Chiddush of Grusha and Chalutza. And the next section of the Ritva then says, Taka, why don't you have to pay? Which is a very important section of the Ritva. Okay, so what might we suggest to resurrect Ritva and Ramban?
Thank you, Ramban.
Ritva and Ramban.
No,
Ritva
no.
And Ramban.
No. Oh, yeah.
Ritva and Ramban. Rabosa, where is this Malkus coming from?
It's coming from the testimony.
It's coming from Yehizdiku S. Hatzadik Yehushiu S. Arash. Now, the Torah says that the second Adam are coming along and they're telling you this Nidon, who the first Adam said was a Rasha, but really is a Tzadik, the Tiklesa Tzadik. And these Adam Zaymim, who are really Rishoyim, the second Adam, the Meitz Zimmer saying, Yeshiu Esa Rasha. Where is Pasuk found?
Dvarim.
Yeah, Dvarim, that's true. All I need is Torah. It's found in the Torah. Now, is this Ben Chalutza from the Torah's perspective? Was he made into a Rasha?
No.
He was not made into a Rasha. Are these Adim Zomamim, from a Torah perspective, does this testimony compute? Now, this pasuk is a computer. I'm pumping in a formula into the computer. Does this computer compute this formula? Does it know what a Ben Chalutza is?
It
does need to.
Yeah, why?
Because it's taking a a former Rasha, so to speak, who's really a tzaddik, and saying, no, you are a tzaddik. Did it ever recognize him as a former Rasha?
No.
It never recognized him as a former Rasha. These Adam Zomamin share that made this guy into a Rasha, but in the Torah's world, did they make him into a Rasha? Because when you plug in the pasuk of Bitzdikos Atar Vishus HaRasha, which is how we are generating a Malkus of Kasher Zomak, that's Malkus of Kasher. That's why the Rebbe Kiva Eger Eliyav. Rebbe Kiva Eger is picking on, Losaneh. Losaneh does not, they're testifying in court. You cannot lie in court. Losaneh is, yes, they violated. But the Malkus of Kasher Zomam demands fitting into this formula that's generated by this Torah computer. And does a Ben Chalutza register into this formula? The answer is no. And therefore, because he's not a Ben Chalutza doesn't exist in the Torah. They did, and Losana is relevant. But this is not Losana, this is Kasha Zaman, based on this formula of Yitzdikos HaTarav Yishuyus HaRosh. And since that formula does not apply to a Ben Chalutza, Malkus of what? Of Kasher Zomam will not exist. Will not exist. Can you have Malkus Rabbanon?
Yes.
Sure, Malkus Rabbanon can exist. But in this formula, you'll never go ahead and generate a Malkus of Kasher Zomam based on these Tikkus HaVishus HaRasha when it comes to a Din Rabbanon. This is different than what the Or HaNer is saying. And what Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, Losana, sure, this is Eidus. This is Doraisa Eidus, even though the subject is Drabbanon, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Or HaNer is saying, I'm looking not at the testimony, I'm looking at the Hezek. And there's a Hezek Doraisa, and that gets computed. That is a Hezek Doraisa. But the Ritva and the Ramban, I'm suggesting, a learning like which approach in Tosis? The first approach in Tosis. That it's a Malkus of Kasher Zaman, which is coming out of the formula of Yitzikus HaTzad V'Yishuyus HaRasha, that will not compute when it comes to Ben Chalutza, and that is why they say there cannot be a Malkus D'Oraisa of Kasha Zamam in a case of Ben Chalutza. Okay, we're stopping here. I got to change. And Waxberg...